A bill designed to fight price gouging at the gas pump is expected to pass the state assembly today and be signed by Governor Gavin Newsom soon after. Senate Bill X-12 would create a watchdog at the California Energy Commission, empowered to set a reasonable profit margin for gasoline and assess penalties for price gouging. Megan Solly Wells, former mayor of Culver City, serves as California director for the nonprofit climate change advocacy group Elected Officials to Protect America.
Behind these price hikes aren't the external forces that the big oil companies have blamed for the humongous price spikes. What we've seen are refineries that have doubled their profits.
The Western States Petroleum Association has slammed the bill, blaming high gas prices on a supply shortage linked to a lack of investment in refining capacity and necessary infrastructure. Gas prices last summer and fall hit an average of $6.42 per gallon in California, more than $2.50 above the national average. The oil and gas industry is behind a ballot measure to roll back a law passed last year that requires new drilling permits to include setbacks from homes and schools. Solly Wells says we need to cut air pollution from burning fossil fuels and adds she doesn't like the recent mailers blaming higher gas prices on state regulation.
The industry is going hot and heavy on propaganda to scare people into dialing back environmental protection. It does feel somewhat like an oil war is happening in California, but we know that if we are to win, that oil must lose.
The new watchdog would also have the power to subpoena business records in order to root out price manipulation. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.